Seton Hall going back and forth until about 4 minutes left in the game when Seton Hall went on a 9-0 run. DePaul started the season 12-1. They are 1-7 in Big East conference play. I'm about as annoyed as I've ever been. Because it's not like they don't have players. It's Paul Reed is damn near a lottery pick player. And Charlie Morgan is really good. Since conference play started, they have not risen to the occasion, and it is frustrating as hell right now. Like, it's upsetting how badly DePaul has played in Big East play. So, I'm sure that every DePaul fan can sympathize. This is one of those things where it doesn't make a lot of sense. They started out 12-1. They didn't have an easy non-conference schedule. They beat good teams like Iowa, like Texas Tech. And then they've gotten to conference play and have just gotten rolled. Other than the one win against Butler. DePaul has 10 games left. I feel like they have to win 7 and then one in the conference tournament to be talking about the NCAA. And now we're talking about, like, will they even qualify for the NCAA? You know what? I'm done. I'm done talking about DePaul. I'm done. Oh, great. Let's move on to the Bulls game from yesterday and go into the fourth quarter.
To go to Oladipo. We're down to the final 10 seconds. Left wing Oladipo for 3. Oh, my goodness.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, Victor Oladipo makes his first 3 in 7 attempts in his first game back after missing a full year. And, folks, we have a tied ball game at 100 with 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, Victor Oladipo is back, and then he helped turn the Bulls' lights out. He wasn't the only one, and Malcolm Brogdon got his opportunity to do that, too.
You cannot allow Indiana to score by any measure. Here's Brogdon all the way to the rack at a right-handed dunk.
Yeah, things went haywire for the Bulls in the overtime period. It got really ugly. Jim Boylan talked about why he took a timeout when the Bulls had... So we're back to this again. That his timeouts are the least timely things in the world. That's fine. Roll it, Herbie.
Jim, you took a timeout late during the regulation. They went on a 7-0 run right after you took the timeout. What went into the decision to take a timeout right in that moment?
Who
took the timeout.
I had one to use. And my team was tired, and I didn't like we were unorganized. So I had one to use. You have to use it before you lose it before it gets to 3 minutes.
So was your decision to use it rather than lose it, as opposed to letting them continue their rhythm?
My decision was to rest my team for a minute and get organized. So
Campy, you're our resident basketball guy. Was that the right move?
Well, I understand Jim's logic, because the couple possessions before that, the Bulls had got a couple easy baskets, and that's not what their offense normally looks like, so they were out of sorts for the normal offense.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, not the right move.
Oh, my goodness gracious. They are just...
And it was a good effort most of that game, too.
They played so hard in that game yesterday. And then you see Oladipo come up with a big shot. And then in overtime, you just knew what was going to happen. You just knew. And then the Pacers took the game over. Very frustrating. Victor Oladipo said this about the game-tying 3.
I know it's silly to ask you how did you have the confidence, but as you walked back out on the court, did you feel like it was meant to be for you to take that shot to put this game into overtime? And as I have you answer that question, let's look back at the monitor and tell me what you saw on that final play.
I just shot it, man. Mamba mentality, man. That's for Cole, Gigi, all the people that was on the helicopter. That's for that, man. It's been a tough year, man, but tough times don't last. Tough people do. And I work so hard, man. And thankful for my friends, this state, these people, my family, my teammates.
I feel like we should have put the cliche counter on him because Victor knocked off a whole bunch of those, and he helped knock off the Bulls in the game last night. Also in the rundown, we talked about it. It happened a little bit before the show yesterday. Arbitrator got back to everyone. Chris Bryant is got 2 years left before he becomes a free agent, and who knows if that means the Cubs are going to trade him or not. Cap had a story today on NBC Sports Chicago that the deal that was offered to Chris Bryant was below market value. So if you were thinking, well, maybe they could get an extension done with Chris Bryant and then everything will be fine, it, for now, it doesn't look like that's the case.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Cap story also said that there is no mandate from management about the luxury tax, which I find difficult to believe considering the way the Cubs approached free agency. I feel like there's a lot of evidence to the contrary, and one could hold up the, hey, are they talking about trading Chris Bryant as evidence to the contrary? Just my thoughts. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, friend of the show is here on Radio Row with me. Clinton Yates and I did some cool stuff with the White Sox this past season. He's a good dude. I love talking baseball with him. We're going to do a little bit of that. We'll talk about the Bears and the White Sox. We'll do that from Radio Row. Coming up next, I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter.